We respectfully acknowledge the past, present, and emerging traditional owners of the land of the Indigenous people, the traditional custodians of the land where this podcast is recorded, and pay respects to their culture and identity, which has been bound up with the land and sea for generations.
Let me do like Kenny from the last episode. Welcome back to another episode of Yans and Vibes, guys. And Dami is still not here. Like, did she eventually go to Santorini, someone?
Shaking her ass on a lot.
I'm telling you. Because she's still no group combo. She's still not here yet. So it's the three of us minus Dami today. Welcome back. You already know who's talking.
Dami is living the time of her life.
Yeah, Dami's having fun. It's the sexy black tiger you're in. I miss Dami. I need her to be here so she can do the raw.
She doesn't do the raw anymore.
She did like two or three episodes ago, and I'm like, oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, you already know who it is. Peace.
Which kind of introduction?
Peace, bad word.
let's
what sort of intro is this?
Let you speak.
It's very obvious that Dami is missing.
Like,
Dimeji, you carry us. You do the intro for us.
Welcome everyone to another episode of Yans and Vibes. Buddy just did some random shit that we thought he had prepared for.
I feel like these guys always just want to look for an excuse to talk about me. I don't mind though. Literally, I don't mind. But every dang time, you always have something to say.
Anyway,
you lot always have something to say. Why?
Anyway, moving on.
Oh, so that moved you on real quick. I like it.
Yeah,
I like it.
Yeah. Thank you guys for joining us on another episode. Dami is still away, and I think the previous episode we're getting a lot of feedback from it because it was unprepared, but it was a great episode because Vinny went so deep into so many things that was new for like few of us who are not French speaking, which is all of us, even though Kenny claims to be from Benin, and I think French.
I speak more French than you.
But obviously, I'm not from a French speaking part.
At least
bonjour.
I speak more French than you, so that counts.
But I think one of the things that he's mentioned is how, like, when Africans move to France, they tend to like build community with like other Africans, which he didn't do, and it feels like it gave him a whole totally different perspective, different from like other people, like his peers who are still like in France right now.
Yeah.
And a lot of the feedback we've gotten has been from people who could relate to that actually. And I think some people are like questioning, you know how like you have some people who are like truly, truly Pan-African and they feel like wherever we find ourselves, we need to like build like relationship with like other Africans and make sure that that's like the core of our relationship. And whereas you could go the line of Vinny, who like related with like more people who are not African, and he feels like it opened up his perspective on life, and like the way he sees life is totally different. And he even said that he doesn't really feel Cameroonian, and he doesn't feel French either. Yeah. And maybe that is one of the reasons why when people move to be able to keep their Africanism, they need to like have a relationship with like Africans. Or like, what do you guys think?
African communities.
Yeah.
It's again, for me, if I talk from a personal perspective, I feel like it's best to marry both. Like, if you can...
Two wives.
That's all you, bro.
If a Muslim is allowed.
Well, technically, but yeah, I feel like it's just...
There's no technique involved.
Is it allowed or it's not?
Is it allowed or it's not?
His body is always giving very shady. I don't even know how your wife is coping with this.
I don't plan on. You lot. I don't want to say married to wives. You didn't hear that from me.
I just rejected it.
But you said in my religion. I said technically. So we're not going into about.
It's all right.
Yeah.
He's not married to two wives. So just putting it. Out,
Abego. Yeah. I have one that has multiple personalities already. So.
Wow. Okay.
Okay.
Well, so, she did put that on Instagram.
Exactly. So, I just feel like
she's married to two personalities.
It went on two, but let's.
We are not this is not discuss your marriage
section. No, this is
what happens when you leave us alone, damn it. This is the kind of nonsense that
this is what the boys discuss when
when the women are not
you
around.
You guys just successfully moved me on from what I was saying. Like, and that's why we have damn it here. And because she's like, okay, boys, move back.
You were talking about marrying two people.
Yeah, I was talking about marrying both cultures of where you're coming from and where you
and where you find them.
And where you find yourself. Because as Vinny was saying, like, some people are just immersed in the African culture and the African communities when they move here, you know? And it's like, is that what you want? Like, is that a forward thinking way to go? Or maybe I'm doing overthinking it. What do you guys think?
No,
I don't understand what you mean by forward thinking.
Immerse yourself completely in the African communities and not mix with other communities.
I don't think that's the right way to go. I think you have
it's not the right way to go. From your perspective.
No, I'm flat out saying that's not the right way to go.
Why?
Apart from my perspective, everybody's perspective.
No, you go.
Because you can't. I don't expect you to leave. For example, you've left Nigeria and you've moved to Australia. And, you know, part of you moving to a different country is for you to experience the new culture. I know everyone wants to come and make money and, you know, send money back home. I know a lot of people want to do that. Yeah. But at the same time, you want to be part of the culture.
Part of something.
So I understand you can immerse yourself in the African community as well. That's fine. But you can't completely close yourself off, cut yourself off from everything else and just be within that community, because a lot of things will be going on that you won't be aware
but you
of.
Won't see
but it. A lot of people do. Like, I know a lot of people that are... Actually, the only thing that mixes them with other non-Africans is maybe work.
Is work, yeah.
Like,
true.
So a lot of people do. So you're saying it's not the right way to go, but what people that are doing it, and I want to say succeeding, or at least
what do you succeeding, mean by
succeeding. What? Exactly, but I don't know. A lot of migrants want to make a lot of money, and if they're making money, I feel like they're okay.
No, I think let's not limit our conversation to finance.
Finance. Yeah. I use that as an example.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, a lot of people would see themselves as successful in that light.
I don't think Kenny's saying it's not a good way because it would impact your finances. I think it's just like holistically, like looking at all aspects of life.
I'm trying to ask him why, because some people, as I said, some people have done it, or some people are doing it, and they count themselves as successful people. So I started successful people, yeah? So
success in what?
In terms of finances.
Yeah, but Dimeji is saying we shouldn't try to make everything limited to...
I think you're missing the point. I understand what you're saying, but I'm talking about the people that are in those communities. That's how they see themselves.
Yeah.
They feel like I'm making the money that I need. So why do I need to
branch out?
Why do I need to like do this like the Australians will do? Why do I need to do that?
I think you understand. I would then ask you a question. What are they doing with the money they are making?
Oh, well, it's their money. I don't know. Is that they may be sent back to Africa, you know, build houses in Africa, like we were saying on that episode about people building houses in Africa, and you know, that's how the value.
And now the reason I've asked that is because yes, they are making the money they want to make, and they are making a lot of it.
Mm.
But then it's then a question of like, if you've not opened yourself up to like the people or experiences from other culture, you might not even realize there are other things you could do with that money that you're making. Might not even, like, maybe the best thing for you to do with it might not even be to send it back home to build something in Africa. It might be to invest in something here.
Yeah.
Or maybe even start a business here. And those might be things that you're not able to, those might be answers you might not be able to find your own community, because your community is used to doing one thing only. When they make money, they send it back home to build a hotel or something like that back home. Whereas maybe the thing to do here, if you had related to like people from outside your culture, might be maybe to buy shares, buy stock, or buy stuff, like buy into
property,
a business.
Run a business here.
And then you speak with like, maybe you meet a Chinese person, you speak with a Chinese person, and it's like, he just runs a restaurant here and is making like millions. And then you are like, oh, but I built a hotel in Nigeria. Like, how much am I making from that actually?
Yeah.
But if you had just limited yourself to like just the African community, and you would have not been able to meet a Chinese person or like a Vietnamese person who would tell you like, dude, there's a lot of money in restaurant business. You don't have to send your money back home to Nigeria. So that's what it does. It limits, your ability.
I like that you're using like restaurants as an analogy in terms of food. But it's, again, those people, again, just taking us back to what we're saying, those people eat Nigerian food. I'm using Nigeria as... because that's what I know. I'm going to talk about what I know. They eat Nigerian food. They go to a lot of Nigerian events. They go, you know, so they feel like they are successful in their own right. They don't feel like they'll go like, why change what is working? You know, if it's working for them, so why change it? You'll be there. You'll be like, bro, you're in fucking Australia, for example. Why not? You know. So, but it's hard to convince that kind of person that,
like, what are we trying to do here now? Are we trying to give reasons why it is good or why it is not bad, or why you have a better, you might be able to do better by mixing people?
I mean,
people.
Generally, I'm just saying, like, if you just, you know, limit yourself to one community and you just say no to everything else that comes to you, that's completely ignorant. And ignorance is, like, you know, it's lack of knowledge. Like, you're not going to know anything about
it. There's no argument about that. It's
ignorant. So it's ignorant. So that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think it's the right way to live. Like, if you've moved from a place and you've moved somewhere else and you think you're moving there because you want to get better, you know, better everything in the place you've moved to, the only way you can get better everything or better whatever you want is by opening yourself to more information. And the only way you can open yourself to more information is for you to, you know, get to communicate with other communities and other people. It's not only like, for example, I was saying in one episode that when I moved here, because of the job that people that I was living with were doing, that's what I went to do. And it wasn't, we didn't know better. That's what everyone thought you had to do. But if you open your eyes and communicate with other people and sort of mingle with other cultures and other people, you would know that there is more to life than just
the other opportunities,
for you. So that's what I mean, like, I don't think it's the right way to live, but if like what Buddy was saying, if he's got people that have, you know, that
are successful,
doing it, then, you know, it is what it is. It's good for them. I guess.
But there's also the other part of it where people, like migrants, move to Australia, for example, and they just completely ignore the African communities. And, you know, they don't want to be mixed. They don't want to, like,
that's an extreme.
Miss me with that shit. But there's a lot of people like that.
Yeah,
miss me with that shit. Like, bro, that's your concern. Like, they want to just mix themselves with the culture of where they are. And
I think with everything in life, like, extremes are not good. It's like the way, like, water is good for the body, but you can't drink only water. You need other things in life to have a sustained life. It's the same way, like, I mean, this is going to be like I'm shading vegetarians, but it's the same way, like, vegetables are good for you. But, like, it's been proven that if that's all you're eating, you might struggle with some nutrients, which is why they need to take, like, extra things to get those nutrients. For, like, iron, for instance. The main place you can get iron is from meat. So with everything in life, and it's the same thing, too, for the people that are eating meat. You can't eat only meat. You need to, like, eat other stuff. Yeah, exactly. To get a balanced diet. And the problem is extremes. So, like, with the first example we gave of you coming here and meeting, relating with only Africans, that's an extreme. And there are things you can miss out on in life just by that. Yes, you might be successful, but, like, there are opportunities for you to live a, like, a more, I wouldn't say more successful life, but, like, just a more fulfilled life. Maybe that's just the way to put it, than what you're currently experiencing. But sometimes, if what you don't know, you don't know. So if you don't know that you can live a better life, then that's your business. And you're ignorant, which is where ignorance comes in. That's where ignorance comes in. Now, the other extreme, which I feel is an extreme, and that part makes no sense, because I feel it even makes more sense for you to be extreme. And maybe I'm just being biased. I feel it makes more sense.
So try to think about this from a non-biased perspective.
That's why I said I had to put it out there first. Like, maybe I'm being biased. I feel like it even makes more sense for me, being growing up in Nigeria, for you to be extreme towards, like, staying with your own people alone than going towards, like, the other side entirely. Because in my head, I'm just like, what has happened to you in life?
This is the choice you made.
It's and a very curious.
There are actual people like that.
I know.
Yeah,
there are. There you go.
There are people like that.
Yes, yeah, Nigerians
completely
like,
cut off. Completely.
Yeah, they cut off the like, Nigerian community. Entirely.
They don't.
That's why I said like they, I feel like something fundamental has gone wrong in your not gone wrong happened to you but in life that it, you just decide now.
So do you think maybe sometimes people is identity crisis or something or maybe just trying to like. I don't know because I'll give you one of the.
It could be identity crisis if you are second generation, though, not first. Because yeah,
one of the
it's,
one
it's
of,
a strange thing, but
one of the people I've I have sorry
no
I,
go
I,
on,
I,
go on,
one, one of the people that I actually met and had this conversation with, they give me, I don't want to call it flimsy so reasons.
Are they on the extreme?
Yeah, on the extreme of
Other culture only.
Extreme of other culture, like other cultures only.
Oh,
right. Yeah. Like
when was this? Tasmania, Melbourne.
Melbourne. Okay. It was Melbourne actually, and the reasons they gave us like, but
are you fine with giving what country this person is from or it's
this person? Oh, this person is Nigerian.
Okay.
This person is Nigerian. Like the even from the way they want to pronounce their names, like just like bro, that's not. I'm not gonna tell you how to pronounce your name to begin with, but that's not even like you know. They make him want to sound completely white. They say that they don't feel like they're gaining anything from the African community. Like, wow. This person, like, look, bro, my girlfriend, she introduced me to this person, and from this person, I'm getting this, I'm getting that. Like, I'm moving. I feel like I'll move quicker in life if I'm on this side. Like, and I'm there, like, bro, you get me. And they're so that's what I'm saying. Like, a lot of times is like you are correct. They could have experienced something.
Yeah, yeah,
but. I feel again, like they've seen it as another way to hustle.
Mm.
Does that make sense? So yeah, they come here, abandon all they know, try to completely immerse themselves into this new culture and try to like find their way up because if
just
you,
keep that.
I can make more out of life,
be more successful.
Exactly. Do you understand me?
But how though? How do you be more? How can you become more successful by just cutting off one side and?
That's why I say it's a very weird extreme. I can understand that.
Yeah, that's weird extremes, but yeah.
Like by virtue of the society we live in, like Africans are not high at the highest placed in the society.
They're not high at all.
Exactly. So which means that if you are relating with people who are higher placed in the society, there's a more by virtue of networking, there's more opportunity for you to find yourself in that cater.
Better placed,
exactly. That's the word. Yeah, there's the opportunities for you to be better placed in society just by virtue of that. Because and it's not like they are not higher placed Africans in Australia. They are.
There's not many.
Exactly.
There's not many, yeah.
So even by law of probability and all of that, you are probably if you're relating with Africans, you are probably relating with like lower placed Africans just by virtue of if that is all you're doing.
Yeah.
But then by virtue of probability too, if you're relating with more people who are higher placed in the society, but just by virtue of how the society is, then there's more opportunity for you to find yourself with those kind of connections just straight away. But regardless of that, man, I still feel like it's a weird extreme, man, because it feels like you don't even trust your own people.
Yeah,
because you can do the work of looking for like well-placed people or like people you want to relate with.
Yeah.
But I guess it's a lot of work.
It is. But these guys, they don't even like, I said, how do you go to an African?
But I think where you would know it's a very terrible extreme is when they start changing the way their name should be pronounced.
Oh, you hear that every dang time.
Yeah. I remember I met this dude on a train at South Melbourne.
Yeah.
Not South Melbourne. Where's that other train station?
Bro, it's South Melbourne,
yeah?
Yeah, yes, South Melbourne. Hold on.
Southern Cross.
I met this Nigerian dude at Southern Cross and we met and we're just like chatting and then the next thing was like...
Don't say his name, please.
No, I don't even remember his
name. Oh, good.
Yeah. And he just went straight up like, oh, you still sound so Nigerian. I don't sound Nigerian anymore. And I was like,
really?
And he almost said that like I should be ashamed of it. And I was like,
that has happened to me at a barber shop as well.
What?
Like,
you tell us a story as well.
Yeah. I'm like, this is a random conversation to have.
He actually said that.
He did. He was like, you sound
first gen or second gen?
I think he must be first gen. He was like, you sound really Nigerian. It almost made it sound like
really cool.
Like
it was cool not being Nigerian anymore.
Like not sounding Nigerian anymore. Mm. Like I was like, oh, I used to sound this way too. Did you just come here? I was like, no, I've been here for 7 years. Yeah. And like the minute he said, and like I'm the kind of person that.
How did that make you feel when he said
I felt bad for him. I didn't feel bad for myself. I'm proud of my accent.
Yeah, yeah. No, and that's it.
And even like I'm proud of my accent, and in the sense that I don't even think I sound extremely Nigerian anymore.
No, it's not
exactly. And there's nothing wrong with sounding Nigerian.
Which
is why I want to put it out there. There's nothing wrong with sounding Nigerian, but I don't even think I sound Nigerian in the way this guy was saying it.
But
the way he put it, it was almost like.
You need like to understand.
Like
a challenge.
Yeah, yeah. Like yeah, exactly. Step up your
game. Step up your game, man.
Well, you need to.
I felt really sorry for him. I was like, what has gone wrong in your life?
You know, sometimes
that
really
this
wrong,
is a yardstick for you that you don't
measure
sound.
Success.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That you don't sound Nigerian anymore. Yeah. And I felt.
You don't reach another level.
Yeah, I felt bad for him because. Like, that is a conversation I've never had to have with anyone in my life, any Nigerian before. That you sounded, even if we were saying it to tease each other, not saying it to antagonize the person.
That's
we're saying it
saying.
To, like, ah, oh, guy, you see the sound, I say like, just land.
Exactly.
You'll be a geez.
Yeah.
You'll be a yan or a not to insult
the person. Like proper conversation. Like,
yeah, I felt bad.
So,
for
what
him.
Did you what did you say to him? Did you try to.
Like, I didn't. I was not interested in connecting with him after I said that.
Because
I was like, there's no. I was like, there's nothing for us to relate to so much. So, I was like, let's go your way. Yeah, you're lost.
How long have you been here?
I don't know how long.
I didn't even study.
Up to a decade.
Nah.
It's probably only be here for like 2-3 years. He's trying to wash away all that Nigeria.
It's possible. But that's why, I think that's why we're having this conversation again. And I was going to touch on something you said to me, like, after you've lived here for like 5, 6, 7 years, no matter how hard, if you sound extremely Nigerian, it's because you are extra trying extra.
Exactly. You don't even have to try.
At the end of the day, it's like, you're talking to a lot of people from other nationalities. It is going to stay in your accent.
It would change.
It would change. Mm. You know, so like...
And no one is saying you're going to start speaking like an Aussie.
No,
it would... Like, there'll be distinctions. Sure, that
a lot of
when you're speaking with someone back home, they'll like, tell that, that's what they would tell you naturally.
Exactly. But you feel
but
like...
But it's not like we're taking that as some pride or some token that, I've been here for a
while.
No one cares.
It's not about
when some people start pointing it out that you still sound very Nigerian. Yeah. Like
that's what I'm trying to say about people come here.
Is it Yoruba?
And
it's Yoruba.
I'm intrigued with this guy.
And the whitewash. But I think Kenny,
as a Kenyan,
you haven't met a lot of them. That's why
I felt sad for him.
Like, you know, when
did they meet all these people, buddy?
The thing is, I tried to.
There's nothing else to do but feel bad for him because it feels like he's lost his essence.
He's lost his essence.
But he's chasing shadows.
Kenny,
I felt bad for him, which is why I said it is the weird extreme when your extreme is going.
But I don't feel like we're badgering anyone and saying
we're badgering you.
Maybe you are not. I'm not badgering.
I'm not badgering anyone.
That needs to be said
because obviously, if that's what you want to. Right, that's okay. Like that's your choice. But the whole point here is that people come here and they decide to stay in one side of it, and they may just target extreme sides.
But
you find that it might be working for them.
Yeah, but
it's
towards...
not about working for you, Mr. Man. Okay. That's not what we are discussing here.
Okay,
but which is why I said always... let's not limit this thing to
success. It's not about success.
This has nothing to do with financial success. I'm not saying working for you in terms of. How you aspire, where you see yourself to be in life. It has nothing to do with financial success now.
Where you see yourself in life is not about what sort of English you speak.
I think so very much.
No.
Like, I think so very much.
I mean, like, two or three of the richest people are not English speaker. Mm. The richest man in the world, you know, Benoit Arnaud or whatever his name, the guy that owns Louis Vuitton, he doesn't speak English. It's not about what accent or whatever you have. I'm sure if that guy speaks English, he has very, very conk French accent. You know, so if you are taking it to the financials, it's not about what sort of accent you have. Mm. This guy that Dimitri is talking about is a lost soul. There's nothing you can do to redeem that sort of person.
I'm not badging nobody. Nope. That's all Kenny, not me.
No. Because if you are meeting someone for the first time and your conversation goes, you still sound very Nigerian. How long have you been here? You know, that doesn't bode
well.
What
would you do in that situation, Kenny?
I'll say, yes, I sound Nigerian. Are you Nigerian? I'll ask him the question, are you Nigerian? I'll try to go deep into it. Like, why don't you want to sound Nigerian?
Yeah, yeah,
like, you try to get into the psychic. Like, what fucked up your life?
Gone wrong your
why
life?
Is your life like this? Because I don't understand why you...
Why you even bring that up?
Why that is why a badge of honor?
Why that's a topic of conversation is not even... Yeah, yeah. But that's what I'm saying. Like, you meet people and you just like...
No, but what was that? What has been your own experience, though?
Wow, me?
Yeah.
I'll start with the smallest one. I was at a barbershop. This is a long time ago in Footscray.
Yeah.
Yeah? And the guy was giving me a haircut, and then some, obviously, second-gen boys came in, right? I forgot what countries they were from, and... First of the second gen, they were born here.
Yeah.
They'll sound that way.
Yeah.
Right. So I think you had a conversation with them about getting the haircut and blah blah blah. They're gonna come back later.
Yeah.
So as I stepped out, he and me, I think it was Ghanaian, if I can remember, I can't remember. He heard me continue our conversation and he goes,
The barber.
And he goes, bro, you still sound very Nigerian. You have just a little bit of a mixture. And I said, bro, I will sound very Nigerian until I leave here. Like, I will sound extremely Nigerian until I leave here. It's like, why? Like, bro.
He asked you why?
Yeah. He was asking me why. I'm like, I just couldn't get into it with him because, bro. I'm Nigerian. I didn't think, obviously, then I was a bit younger. I gave him some silly reasons about how I think it's people from other cultures want to hear more from me because I sound a bit different.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. And yesterday I also went to, you know, I think I told you I went for a wedding.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think last week. Yeah. And I met some second gen boys and I was really, you know, having conversation about, you know, our team for the season. And one of the boys trying to dress like Brona. it was like, so were you born here? I'm like, do I sound like I was born here? Mm-hmm. And he's like, no. But you have a nice accent. I'm like, it doesn't even matter. Do I sound like I was born here? He's like, no. I'm like, so why do you think you need to sound, you know, differently? He's like, bro, I don't know how else to sound. You know, like, oh, do you speak Yoruba? I don't mention that name as well. Even by the way they pronounce their names, like, do you speak Yoruba? It's like, yeah, bro, but it doesn't matter. Like, so he was second gen. So I think, I wouldn't blame a second gen so much because what you find a lot of them that actually.
And I've given this example before. I remember I met someone who, this was like 4 years ago or so. Like, even like they, you know, people that would listen to Afrobeat,
yeah,
but they are disgusted at broken English.
There you go.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you realize that Afrobeat.
Yeah,
it's
the same thing we're talking about. It's the same thing.
It's all these people who, like, they are very happy to identify with black culture, and that is why,
because
like,
it's popping.
It's popping, and that is why sometimes I take a piss when, like, about things like, oh, African this, African that. Like, there are people who are just okay with being African on the surface.
Mm. Yeah,
like when you dig deeper into like how they feel.
Yeah.
Because digging deeper is you then knowing your roots and knowing, yeah, like, I'm Nigerian, yeah, which is why, like, and I don't want to go into it, but for people like that, when you try to dig deeper, you will see that where they are fine with stopping is being African.
Yeah.
Because it is not very specific.
It's very surface.
Exactly. It's just surface level identification.
Is that generally second gen people, or does that cut across first generation migrants? What do you reckon?
It's a good question.
What do you reckon?
Because I'll rush into that.
Because I was gonna say, like, what do you reckon? Like, at the end of the day, that's also like I feel like how you've answered the question throughout the Meiji is you coming from a deeper perspective, like something must have gone wrong with them in the past, maybe from a traumatic point standpoint.
I think what I just said is probably mostly second gen.
So I was gonna say, like, do you think maybe that's why, like, a lot of people are happy
but
to just...
But the guy I met was first gen.
Yeah, I know. Like, but again, it cuts across. But they feel like that they are here now. The color of my skin already tells you I'm African. Mm. I think that should be enough. Do you think they also want come from a I don't want to be segregated.
The same thing Kenny and I are saying.
Yeah.
That there's something that has gone wrong somewhere.
But could it be the society? Because one of the reasons one of the reasons this guy gave me is that even when you're looking for jobs, bro, your name, if your name sounds like English, easier for them to pronounce, they can easily call you for the job interview.
That's the experience. That's what
I was saying. That's what I'm saying. So, like, you saying, like, when he said that to me, I'm like,
really? Is that maybe that is what he thinks. That might not be the reality. I don't think people are hiring you because your name sounds good to pronounce.
No, not good to pronounce. Easier for them to pronounce.
I don't think people are hiring you because your name sounds easier to pronounce.
It's been documented that happens.
Really?
Yeah.
You would see that it's been documented that there are examples where people would put their full name, like maybe Ajala, Oniru, on a resume.
Yeah.
And then they will apply for like the same places, maybe five places.
Yeah.
And then they would then use like Steven Rogers. Yeah. And they wouldn't call same resume, everything.
Yeah.
And they will call Steven Rogers. They really? Call, yeah. So it's been documented.
Okay, maybe I'm wrong.
So that happens.
Sorry. I stand to be corrected.
Yeah, that happens.
But what I was gonna say before that is, you know, there's every episode that we release, there's a 30 seconds introduction in every episode where I'm paying respect to our you know, to the elders.
Yeah, past and present. Yeah.
So the country where we've come to, they try to preserve the culture.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, they try to preserve the culture.
Yeah.
So like, there are a lot of places here, even suburbs. You see, welcome to some country.
Yeah.
Like they try to preserve the culture, like Uluru Rock. Yeah, like you can't climb it. There's a lot of culture preservation going on here.
Yeah.
So I don't understand why us.
That don't say us. Here, say you.
No, not me. I'm talking about Nigeria. I don't want to point finger to anyone.
Yeah.
I don't understand why us as Nigerians or Africans.
Yeah.
We are so quick to just drop our culture and want to be
embraced,
whitewashed or whatever. Yeah, yeah. You know, that I don't think that is the right way to go. You can mingle with any culture, anything.
Some of it is also feeling like you are, what's that? What's the
feeling like you've made it?
No.
Like you are,
that you're not good enough.
You're not good enough. When they say you're not good enough, they're
second class citizens. Yeah.
I think that's what it is. Yeah. And some people there probably feel like the way to be a first class citizen is to just be extreme and be like that, sound like them, speak like them, dress like them, go to us races like them, dress good like.
Well, we go to us races as well.
I like that I've actually tickled you guys. Now you're seeing it from the side.
All these things that Dimeji is saying.
I only met one of them. I haven't met
anyone like that.
Yeah, yeah.
But all these things Dimeji is saying.
You're also doing that.
I do everything. Like I do it. I go to us. We've gone to us races together.
Yeah, so but is
we've
that,
done
is
all
that
these things before.
You've been. Would you have gone to horse racing if it wasn't with your missus?
Yes, because horse racing was brought to us by Dami. It wasn't by
Dami. Dami was brought to us by Dami through his missus.
It doesn't matter.
But Dami is not
we are not completely cutting off.
What I'm saying, you don't have to
cut off
your identity
so that you do all these other things that you want to do.
Like you can still experience that.
You can. Yeah. And a lot of people, these people that are trying to mingle with, they want to mingle with your culture as well. Because your culture is popping right now.
Swagger jack your culture.
They want to swagger jack your culture. Yeah, exactly. Like, have you seen Korean people doing Afrobeat?
Even they're plaiting their hair now.
They're plaiting their hair and everything.
They do it so well.
So this is want to swagger jack your culture, but you, on the other hand, you want to dump your culture because it makes you.
Sorry, I'll just say something about that. Have you guys, has this ever happened to any of you that you go to a restaurant, you go somewhere, and an Asian, like you can tell, like an Asian wants to come take a picture with you, like, oh, bro, you look so cool. Can I take a picture with you? Has that happened to you?
Every time in China, but not in Australia.
It happened to me like twice in Australia. One time in Tasmania, I was like,
maybe the tourists.
Maybe. Oh,
there can't be people living.
No, there can't be people living.
I'm hoping
here.
Not. Because I was like, he came to me in the bathroom. Sorry, bro, you look like this. Alex, okay, can I take a picture? I'm like, I don't know.
It has to be a tour. You can't be living in Australia.
No, you can't be living in a Western country.
That has happened to me like twice.
When I was in China, that's a very, very common occurrence. Like Chinese people walk up to you and say, oh yeah, let's quickly take a photo. Like they used to invite me out for drinks, parties, stuff like that, just because you're black.
I was gonna say
but
again,
black privilege.
I was gonna say
there's no privilege in it, but yes, they used to invite me.
I'm just kidding.
But you know, for someone to be walking up to you to be doing that,
someone did this.
They could be.
That's an extreme.
Yeah, it is an extreme. But it just brought me there because when Kenny was saying that Koreans are now dyeing their hair and trying to look black.
They're plating their hair.
I heard that Korean Afro, and I'm like, that don't sound bad. That sounds good.
He was speaking broken English and everything. I'm like, what the hell is this? So yeah,
appropriate to the world, I guess.
So the essence of all this conversation that we're having is, you know, for us to let people know that you don't have to lose your culture, lose your identity, before you can, you know, enjoy other cultures or other, you know, enjoy other things in life.
Yeah.
Like you can move here, you can still keep that African community, and you can also, you know, have friends that are not African.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that. Now, if you want to completely be African and not mingle with everyone else, if it works for you, it's fine. If you want to completely be with, you know, the white populace and cut off African. If it works for you, it's fine. But to me, I don't think that's the right way to live.
Oh, fair. Fair point. So even if I'm not giving her an example, even if say you want to get a job that you really want.
Yeah.
Right. And they said, yeah, oh, your name sounds English. Let's look for.
No, there's no Kenny in my name.
Oh, there you go. So and they say you have to use
like the job told you that.
Yeah, no, obviously not job. The job won't tell you that. Like people that have tried and gotten there said that you have to do this. Would you do it?
No. I mean, but wait, sorry. I need to say something. That's a hypothetical. That wouldn't happen though. Obviously. So
I'm asking Kenny, like, just.
Well, you're saying there's no Kenny in my name.
He just said there's no Kenny in his name though.
It's not in my name, but it's still my name.
No, what I'm trying to say here is like, if they told you to say, for example, there was no Kenny in your name, and then you had to pick something that sounded, or maybe you had to shorten your name to sound a bit white, for example, would you still do it?
No, but in saying that, it's not only Africans that do that. A lot of Asians do that.
They have
English names. When I was in China, that was a very common thing. Here, I'm dealing with a lot of Chinese as well. They have English names. It's a very common thing. So it's not just, let's not try to keep it just to Africans. But if I needed to get something and I had to change my name just so that, no, I won't do it. There's no point in doing that.
I might even report the company.
No. It's
not
the company.
You report them to the government.
It's not the company telling you to do it. It's people telling you that that's how you can get
it done. Well, you will probably investigate that and try to confirm that that's actually reality.
Yeah.
Which is why I say what Bade is saying is hypothetical, and I don't want us to fixate on something that we know in Australia will probably not be the case, where that you need to change your name to be able to get a job. But yeah, as I said, it's been documented but a lot of that documentation is in America, though, not in Australia. Right. And we know that racism in America
is different from Australia.
Exactly. So.
Yeah, but the guys I'm talking about are here in Australia. You know what
that
I mean?
That changed their names?
Yeah.
Okay, like maybe how much time do we still have?
No, we have whatever.
Okay, cool. Because I would like us to like give
specifics.
Yeah.
And I can't.
No, don't give me their name. I just want circumstances.
Yeah.
So we can now look at it and try to, because I'm trying to be empathized with this person and understand the situation, why they've done this. So maybe if you can pick one of them and you can remove some details that would not like, personally identify
wanting to
them.
Wanting to get a job, like for example.
So where did you meet this person?
Managerial jobs in Melbourne.
In Melbourne, okay. Yeah. Is he a first gen?
No. Obviously, they're all first gens.
Olori broke.
Let me call him. Second gen will be different, you know what I mean?
Okay, so they're all first gen.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Because this person, these people I'm talking about will be first gen. Anyway.
They're all first gen, okay. Yeah. Like, what's the age category?
Between
age, okay.
Yeah.
And how long have they
Between
been in Australia?
To 40. What?
How long have they been in Australia?
I cannot tell you exactly how long.
Longer than us or same as you?
Maybe same as me, maybe not as long as me. I can't tell you exactly.
So the reason I'm asking is I'm trying to trace what has happened since they arrived.
But there's no matter how much we try to trace, there's not much tracing that we can actually confirm.
And how are they doing in life right now?
Oh, pretty good.
Okay.
Pretty good.
And they changed their name?
Yeah. So I'm trying for information. Like I'm trying, so I like say for example their names have like say 3 or 4 syllables.
Yeah.
They'll change like 2 or 1 syllable.
No, that's normal. You can have a short form of your name.
I know.
I use a short form.
I know. Right? However, you use a short form not strategically for this reason.
Yeah.
That's what they did. Does that make sense? When they want to have kids, they won't just name their kids A, for example. So it's easy to pronounce. It will not be a barrier for them in life. And you are there asking yourself, why should someone embracing their culture be a barrier to them in life? You know what I mean?
Giving name to your kids is different, though.
Oh, okay. Here
so
we go.
It's, no, no.
This
wait,
is a conversation. Here we go. Enlighten me.
Okay. So you've given birth to your kid in a country that, you know, it doesn't mean that you can't give them your African name. It can be the middle name.
For example,
us as Muslims, everyone has Muslim names, first names.
Yes.
And then you have middle name that is Yoruba.
Yes.
And you can have 30 middle names as Yoruba, and then you have your surname.
Yeah.
So you calling a name that, you know, it sounds easier to pronounce. It doesn't mean anything. It doesn't matter. That's not the problem.
So would a reason to name your child be also it's easier to pronounce, or the idea behind the name and why you're giving the name?
Whatever name I'm giving to my child, yes. I've researched it. I've seen the meaning of the name because it's an Islamic name.
Okay. No, I'm not asking.
So for, I'm giving you my example. It's a Muslim name, and it's easier. It's easy for you to pronounce. Yeah. It's easy for everyone to pronounce.
Yeah.
I don't. At the same time, you don't want people butchering your kid's name.
When you were researching,
yeah.
One of the reasons you picked that name was because it was easy to pronounce.
Yes.
Oh well, there you go. So are you different. Saying? How is that different? You need to tell me.
Okay, how it is different is someone who's already born, who's already had a name all their life.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, want to adopt a new name. That's a completely different thing.
The reason behind it is similar.
No, it's not the same. What we're comparing someone who's already lived 20, 25 years of their life.
Out of Australia, for example, yeah.
Out of Australia with a different name. You're comparing them with someone who's just getting born,
mm-hmm.
and you're giving a new name. It's completely different. You can have a name that is easier to pronounce for a person that you've just given birth to, compared to someone who's been, you know.
So, but that's my question. You see how you've gone back to giving them a name easier to pronounce. So what you're saying is
I feel like it's the same thing though.
That's what I'm saying.
Is it the same thing?
It's the same thing.
It's not really the same thing because of the same reason those people are also doing it.
I've done it.
No.
It's similar. It's not the same thing. It's similar.
If we say it's not the same thing.
It's similar, but it's not exactly the same.
No, yeah.
Obviously, that's what similar means.
No. Similar and the same are different.
All right, go ahead. We'll listen to you, bro.
So when you're given a name to a...
Explain.
When you're giving a name to your baby,
yeah,
you want a name that everyone can pronounce.
That's right. Don't say you.
Would you name your?
What's my child's name?
So that's. But you have a short form of your child's name. What are you talking about?
I never call him the short form of his name.
How many times have we spoken before and you're calling him?
You heard me calling him short form of my son. 9 times out of 10, I'm calling my son his full name or the first two. I don't call him, no, because I don't. But again, it's different.
It's obvious. It's very different because, obviously. Again, it's someone who's lived all their life with a completely different name and then changing their name compared to someone that you're just giving birth to and you're giving them a new name.
Kenny, you are saying.
But the reasons are the same.
The reasons are the same.
But my first name, like I just said earlier.
No, the reason that person has changed their name and the reason you're giving your child
an easier name to pronounce.
It's the same thing. You want life to be easier for them.
That's what you said.
Yeah,
anyway.
You want life to be easier
and
for them.
So how wants their life to be
easier. That person is older already. No.
But see, what we're trying to say.
I don't think it's different.
What we're trying to say is,
you can name your child.
Why are you naming your child? Like, obviously, nobody can ask you why you're naming your child your child. You get me? But the idea and the reason you've given is because you want other people to call it easier, not because that name befits your child, or not because that name embodies something for you. Again, this is why I think we should I pick names for my own kid or names generally. But you have used that from a strategic point of view in saying it's easy for people to pronounce.
My child's name is Zachariah. Hold on, I'm angry.
You're saying it's different. Hold on.
My child's name is Zachariah.
Yeah.
Some people call him Zachariah, and I correct them every time. I say no, it's not Zachariah, it's Zachariah.
Yeah.
Now, he has a short form.
Yeah.
You can call him Zach.
Yep. That's what we call him. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what everyone calls him. Even if you're Nigerian, you still call him Zach. So that is completely different from me naming him Jack or Julian or something else because it's not part of me. It's not my, like I said, I'm a Muslim and the first name I'll give to my child is always a Muslim name.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
See, Kenny, I understood you from the jump.
Yeah.
Right? But where you had us come this part was when you said the reason why you named him that name is so it's easier to pronounce. But from your explanation and from what you just said, then that's not the reason why.
I'm saying the short form is easier for everyone to understand and pronounce.
Well, that's what you should have led with that, bro.
No, the short form is easier for everyone to understand and pronounce. The full name, a lot of people get it wrong. They call him Zachariah, even in childcare. And I say, his name is not Zachariah. His name is Zachariah. That's why I named him, not Zachariah.
Yeah.
And he has a Yoruba name as well. So I'm not naming my son a name that I don't like because people can pronounce it. I'm not naming my son a name that doesn't fit with my values or my religion just for people to be able to pronounce it. It's completely different. That's what I'm saying, the two different things.
You can see people that...
Yeah, it's different.
It's different now that you've gone into it, right? But if you say it from a surface level, it's the same idea, you know. But I understand you, but like there's people that have.
But also, my wife is not Nigerian, so I've got to give him a name.
There you go. So I was waiting. I wanted you to say that yourself. I was waiting for you to get there.
Yeah, and she calls him Zachariah as well. So
which you actually did.
He understands,
right?
Got to give my child. Based on my religious values and my belief, I've got to give him the name that I want to give to him and the name that has meanings. I'm not picking up a random name that, you know, appears on the TV and people, you know.
So you can get a job.
You can get a job. So it's two different things. So, yeah.
Well, Kenny, I think I get your point now. Now that you've explained properly to us, it makes a lot of sense. It's not, we won't call it the same thing.
No, it's different.
It's quite different, but not that you've explained. However, though, guys, if you're listening, bro, do what fits you, man.
Of course.
Do what you like. I'm not gonna badger you and say, yo, you want to be whitewashed.
I will still say you if your extreme is
bruv, enjoy it.
If your extreme is the other side,
if you want to be all African and fuck what Dimeji has said, like enjoy that shit as well.
No, like
however though, it's
what
enjoying.
I said was if you are extremely African, I can understand that. Mm-hmm. It is when you're extremely
badger them.
No, I did not. I just said the people I badgered were the people extremely on the other side.
Yeah.
If you're extremely African, I can understand that.
Yeah.
Because it's comfort. But like when you go extremely the other way, I'm just like, what has gone wrong?
What has gone wrong? You've gone through some untold trauma.
Tell us. There's something.
Tell us. But I feel like these guys that
it's
are
your
doing
choice
it,
in the
it,
end.
It is their choice. We might not agree with it, but Dimeji and Kenny may not agree with it. I don't give a fuck what you do with your life. Do I look like I give a fuck? However, though, like it's Australia and your from wherever you've come from. So like, try to marry it, like I said to begin with. Try to marry that shit.
Like, which is why I said that I didn't want us to limit it to like financial success or anything. Yeah. It's just like you being able to live and enjoy life to its fullest. Let me put it that way.
Yeah.
If that's what you plan to do, then if you're in another country, the easiest way to do that is to like relate to everybody. What you just said now that there are Nigerians who have never gone to like a different restaurant.
Yeah.
It's like, what are you doing in Australia?
It's just the way
one of the most multicultural, one of the most multicultural cities in the world, and you've not visited any other cuisine from outside
this,
Nigeria.
Flush.
that's
how Dimeji said to you the other time. If you remember that, why the fuck are you living in Australia and you've not been outside of Victoria? Like, it's people. There's people that have the citizenship and have not been outside of Australia yet as well. So like,
outside of Australia, I can understand, but at least you should have left Victoria.
You can go to Bali.
No, that's why I say I can understand outside of Australia, but like at least you should have left Victoria. Or even left Melbourne. There are people that I know would probably have even never left Melbourne.
I know someone who was born here. He's not African. He's Greek. Yeah. Like he's close to 30 years old. All his life, he's never left 30 kilometers of his house.
A lot of people like that.
30 kilometers of his house. I asked him. I'm like, you never been? Not even Sydney. He's like, nah.
What's happening in Sydney now?
Like he's like, nah. And this guy is almost 30 years old. So you know, to each his own.
Bro, there's people in Tassie. You know, Tassie has like Launceston and Hobart.
Yeah.
There's like there's this fuck it, it's told. There's this toad rivalry between them. There's people that has never, especially these people from London, they've never been to Hobart. Bruv, it's like less than 200 drive away. They've lived in their life in Tassie for like 25, 30 plus years. They've never.
But I feel like that's different though. Because like they are born here.
Yeah.
So it's, I can understand someone who lives like that because I think that's their own mentality. But you that you have come like over 24 hours flight away, you now get somewhere and just be stuck there. Yeah. You don't want to move again.
That example happens in Nigeria as well. Like when I was in Nigeria.
Yeah,
in December,
like if you are in Lagos, you will never leave Lagos.
Yeah, so there's someone not even Lagos, who she's never crossed the mainland to the island.
There you go.
So there's people
I can
like
understand
that, as well.
That. But not that you've moved to a new country.
Yeah.
Then you now be stuck in that one place that you've moved to. Like maybe it's Geelong. Yeah. You just stay in Geelong and that's it.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we hope you enjoyed this episode. We're gonna be rounding up now. Shout out to Dami for not being here
again,
making money. We're making money this year. So, this is Kenny signing out. See you guys next week.
Thanks for coming, guys. And you already know, Bade Bakey Billow, aka the Sexy Black Tiger. Peace,
thank you.